Unit 10. You're supposed to shake hands. Section A, Activity 1B. Listen and check your answers in 1A.
What are people supposed to do when they meet in your country, Rodrigo?
Do you mean when people meet for the first time?
Yeah.
In Mexico, we shake hands.
What about in Brazil, Celia?
Well, in Brazil, people sometimes kiss. How about in Japan, Yoshi? What are people expected to do when they meet for the first time?
We bow.
And in Korea, we also bow.
Well, I guess in most Western countries, we shake hands.
Section A, Activity 2A. Maria is an exchange student. Last night she had dinner at an American friend's house. Listen and check the mistakes Maria made.
Hi, Maria. How was Paul's party?
Oh, Daisy, it was terrible.
It was?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, I was supposed to arrive at 7, but I arrived at 8.
Oh, so you were late.
Yeah, but in my country it's different. When you're invited for 7, you're expected to come later. It's considered strange to turn up on time.
I see.
Then when I met Paul's mom, I kissed her.
Oh, you were supposed to shake hands instead.
That's right. And I wore a fancy dress.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it turned out that it was an outdoor party, Daisy. Everyone else was in a t-shirt and jeans.
I guess next time you should ask what you're supposed to wear.
Section A, Activity 2B. Listen again. Fill in the blanks.
Hi, Maria. How was Paul's party?
Oh, Daisy, it was terrible.
It was?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, I was supposed to arrive at 7, but I arrived at 8.
Oh, so you were late.
Yeah, but in my country it's different. When you're invited for 7, you're expected to come later. It's considered strange to turn up on time.
I see.
Then when I met Paul's mom, I kissed her.
Oh, you were supposed to shake hands instead.
That's right. And I wore a fancy dress.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it turned out that it was an outdoor party, Daisy. Everyone else was in a t-shirt and jeans.
I guess next time you should ask what you're supposed to wear.
Section A, Activity 2D. Role play the conversation.
How was the welcome party for foreign students last night?
Great. I made some new friends. But a funny thing happened.
What?
I met a Japanese boy called Sato, and as soon as I held out my hand, he bowed.
That's how people in Japan are expected to greet each other. It's impolite if you don't bow.
I didn't know that, so I just stood there with my hand out. Finally, I returned the bow.
I remember when I first met Marie last year, I did the same thing. I held out my hand, and to my surprise, she kissed me on both sides of my face.
I wouldn't mind that.
Very funny. Later, I found out French people are supposed to kiss when they see each other.
Section A, Activity 3A. Read the following opinions of a Colombian and a Swiss student. In which country is it okay to be 15 minutes late for dinner?
Teresa Lopez, Cali, Colombia. Where I'm from, we're pretty relaxed about time. We don't like to rush around, so we don't mind if people are a little late sometimes. If you tell a friend you're going to their house for dinner, it's okay if you arrive a bit late. We like to enjoy our time slowly. We value the time we spend with our family and friends in our everyday lives. We often just drop by our friends' homes if we have time. We don't usually have to make plans to meet our friends. When we see each other, it's polite for boys to shake hands and for girls to kiss each other on the side of the face. We often just walk around the town center, seeing as many of our friends as we can.
Marc LeBlanc, Lausanne, Switzerland. In Switzerland, it's very important to be on time. We're the capital of clocks and watches, after all. If someone invites you to meet him or her at noon, then you're expected to be there at noon. If you're even 15 minutes late, your friend may get mad. So I make an effort to be on time when I meet my friends. I always leave the house early to avoid heavy traffic because I think it's impolite to keep others waiting. Also, we never visit a friend's house without calling first. We almost always make plans to see friends. We usually plan to do something interesting or go somewhere together.